Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. Stand up for your country. 2 weeks from today, we'll all be voting. Right now, Biden's still ahead, but President Trump closing a little bit in some of the key states. Biden will win the popular vote, no doubt about that, because of California, Illinois, and New York, one-party states. But electorally, a president could win. I don't see a blue wave or a red landslide. I don't see any of that. Deeply divided country. And over the next 2 weeks, we will have the best, and I mean that literally. I'm not just bragging. But here's the difference between what you're watching right this second and the television news agencies, all of them. They are reporting to you on a hope. So they hope either the president wins or Joe Biden wins. And they skew their reportage to that hope. We don't do that. Now, I've told you up front, I can't vote for Biden Harris. I think they're going to harm you and me and alter the country in ways that are extremely damaging. That's my belief as an American citizen, not as a journalist. As a reporter to you, I'm going to tell you the truth as I see it, and I'll back it up. So within the next 2 weeks, I hope you tell as many people as possible they really want to know what's going on, have to come here. Because you're wasting your blanking time watching those television news agencies. All right, so let's back that up a little bit. So yesterday in Washington, D.C., and I've told you this before, there was a conference call in the morning among Democrats, big shots, all right? Guys like David Axelrod, who was a very close advisor to Barack Obama. And Axelrod is basically running the Biden campaign. Nobody knows that because he still appears as a commentator on CNN, but he is the man. So a few times a week, Democrats get together on a conference call out of K Street in Washington. That's the street where all the lobbying groups have their offices. And they come up with strategy. Joe Biden is not involved with that. Okay? And the strategy is, here's what we're going to do. Get the message out to all your precinct captains across the country and to the media. The media, not that I know, I don't know anybody in the press directly on the call, but they get it within minutes after it's over. So yesterday, this was fascinating to me. It was decided that the last 2 weeks of the campaign, they were going to hang COVID around Donald Trump's neck. Okay? It's going to be all COVID, all the time, and the stalking horse, the point person, in Trump's negligent on COVID, incompetent on COVID, is Dr. Fauci. And you saw that on 60 Minutes. They thought it went very well on Sunday night with Fauci. And Fauci is an appealing presence. He's relaxed. You know, I've had my problems with Fauci, and I've told you about that. But Fauci knows this. He knows he's being used to hammer Donald Trump. So the word went out the next 2 weeks, it's all about COVID Trump, COVID Trump. The other thing recedes. The other topic that was discussed was how to reply to the Hunter Biden situation, whether Joe Biden should reply directly, and it was nixed. No. All Joe Biden says, and you'll hear this for the next 2 weeks, you'll hear it in Thursday's debate, unverified. Discredited. That's it. Unverified is the key word for the press.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. I thought this might be interesting for you. This time in 2016, 2 weeks before the vote, I'm going to run down the polls and what the polls were saying, because it's eerie. It's almost the same thing as the polls today. Pew Research Center had Clinton 46, Trump 40. Morning Consult, Clinton 45, Trump 42. Rasmussen, Clinton 45, Trump 43. Suffolk University, that's in Boston, Clinton 47, Trump 38. CNN, Clinton 49, Trump 44. CBS, Clinton 49, Trump 42. Marist College, Clinton 44, Trump 43. Ipsos, Clinton 42, Trump 39. So right now, the real clear average is Biden up by 6.5. And it's all over the place, just like it was in 2016. Isn't that interesting? So Trump could do it again. All right, the Justice Department announces it's going to go after Google. It's filing an antitrust lawsuit against Google. What's that? Well, the case argues that Google uses a network of illegal, exclusionary business deals which disadvantage smaller competitors, building an unfair advantage in search and online advertising. Now, this is just the first. So Google and Facebook and Twitter and all of those giant companies are going to be sued. Now, the Democrats, they get an advantage from these social media companies, but, you know, the Ocasio-Cortez far left, they hate them, particularly Amazon. So it'll be interesting to see, but Justice Department, they're going after them. Georgetown University used to be one of the best colleges in the United States of America, Jesuit-run private school in D.C. So they hired Peter Strzok, all right, as an adjunct professor at the School of Foreign Service. Now, Peter Strzok is the guy who was having an affair with another FBI lawyer, and they were sabotaging Donald Trump's campaign. No doubt about that. Strzok could be arrested and charged if the Durham report ever comes out, which is, you know, another thing. But Georgetown hires him. Now, if I applied to Georgetown and to teach journalism, there isn't any way on earth that they'd hire me, even though I have a master's degree from Harvard and I have 45 years of top experience. No way I get in there. And that shows you where Georgetown University is. They hire Peter Strzok, and I don't mind him. I don't want Strzok blackballed. But they hire a guy who could be indicted. But if I went and applied for a professorship, adjunct. All right, concierge membership, direct access to me. Let me read you one letter here, okay? This is from Deborah in Chads Ford, Pennsylvania. Bill's concierge membership saves me time, energy, and wasted emotion. I can focus on what I need to do to keep my family healthy and safe because O'Reilly succinctly gives me the insights needed to smartly manage my life and my family. Plus, I get great discounts. Thank you, Bill. You're welcome, Deborah. I can't emphasize enough how good this program is, concierge membership. Costs a little bit more, but not a lot. We kept the price down, as you know. Same thing for premium membership. But if you buy all the discounts we give you for Christmas gifts and birthday gifts, you make back the membership fee big time. You get direct access to me through email. We answer within 24 hours usually. All right. And if I can't answer, I tell you. But a lot of times I can help you out. Concierge membership, BillO'Reilly.com. Back with the final thought in a moment.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Okay, final thought of the day. I don't want to be redundant. But, by the way, the word of the day when writing to us, bill@BillO'Reilly.com, bill@BillO'Reilly.com is don't be a popinjay. I love that word, popinjay, one word. Okay, so live Thursday night, 10:30 approximately after the debate, the second debate, same deal as last time. We had millions of people watching us last time. You'll get it right between the eyes for me, whatever happens. I'll tell you what happened, why it happened. You'll see it. But I usually can bring some stuff in, all right? And then we will continue over the weekend. We're opening it up. Only you guys get to see it on Thursday night, okay? That's it. But starting Friday about midday, we're going to open it up so everybody can watch the analysis over the weekend because we want people to know what we're doing here. It's important for the country what we're doing here, all right? And again, we will report facts and strong opinion based on those facts. We'll see you tomorrow.